2FM.
Welcome back. Now, I am delighted to say that we are joined on the line by Ruby Walsh and Rachel Blackmore. Ruby, I was nervous before Rachel went off today, but I was even more nervous, afraid that the line wouldn't work. So I'm delighted that it has. Rachel, look, congratulations. I know you're obviously over there in your bubble and you're going out getting on a horse that you get on lots of times and going out and riding in a big race. But there was a huge amount of pressure and expectation. Could you feel it?
Hey Marie, yeah, look, unbelievable day. Yeah, look, it's Cheltenham after all. There's a lot of extra pressure, I suppose, attached to it. But yeah, there's a lot of relief too when you cross the line.
I know you said afterwards, look, you know, I'm just a jockey. I'm out there doing what I do. But, you know, you're still the first woman to go out and do that. And I often think that when you're in the middle of it, you might not realise how big a deal it is. But just looking at the reaction and the amount of people that were giving you love on social media and best wishes and just so proud of you to reach such a big milestone.
Yeah, look, it's incredible. Obviously, for me personally, you know, my gender wasn't the first thing that came into my head, but you know, I understand it's probably a bigger deal in the wider world. But yeah, just for me to cross the line and, you know, to have a small realization that I've just won a champion hurdle, like it's incredible.
Rachel, watching it, I know she's a better mare now than she probably was last year, but did you think she would be as brilliant as she was?
No, she keeps surprising me. She really stepped it up the last day in the Shenandoah Farm Irish Champion Hurdle. She was incredible. And yeah, her performance today was another step up.
Rachel, everyone says that she keeps getting better in every single race. And for you, what does that mean? Like, how does she keep getting better?
She's probably, you know, her last two wins have been more impressive. She's getting slicker at her jumping. Everything is just kind of tying in. You know, we're doing things a lot easier in races. Things are coming easier to her. And, yeah, like, she's always been, you know, fantastic, but it's just happening a bit easier now.
And for you then, like, are you getting better then at doing what you're doing on her?
I'm very good to steer, yeah. My steering has always been good when it comes to Honeysuckle.
I think you're being harsh on yourself. Today had the potential to be complicated, and it was complicated. I mean, Goshen wasn't exactly giving you much help in front of you. You had to make the right choices, but you were cool enough to do it. Did you feel composed during the race?
Yeah, I actually felt I was happy where I was. You know, I knew I was going to line up wide with her, and I was hoping I wouldn't end up, you know, four or five horses wide if they were congested inside me. But I was able to slot in nicely behind Aspire Tower, and yeah, I was happy with where I was. And look, when you're on something with an engine that she has, you can, you know, move yourself forward or back whenever you want.
But then when you turned at the top of the hill on a mare that was guaranteed to stay, how did you find the confidence to tuck her back in and not get involved in the race?
I was just happy where I was, I suppose. I know, that's a difficult question, okay? Look, we won.
And what about when, like, what was happening with Goshen? Like, how did you not get distracted by that as well?
Yeah, when I saw him drift off to the right, I kind of thought he was gone then, and, you know, then he rocks back into the picture, and, you know, I did have a slight moment where I didn't want him to get in my way. So, yeah, when he was out of eyeshot, I was pleased about that.
Rachel, look, you started as an amateur. Your first year in, you started in pony racing, point of pointing, turned professional. You've crashed down barriers. Did you ever think you would jump the last in front in the champion hurdle on a mare and go and win one?
I didn't. People have dreams, and, you know, this was so, what happened today was so far removed from a reality I could even dream about. So, you know, it's incredible. Like, when I was an amateur, I dreamed about riding in Cheltenham. You know, that was an aspiration I would have loved to have done. And, you know, then to ride winner there and then to come and win a champion hurdle, it's different. It's just different.
Obviously, your week isn't over. You rode your first winner on a Plough Tar a couple of years ago. You ride him in the Gold Cup on Friday. Could it just be the week of weeks?
Yeah, look, really looking forward to him. He was phenomenal the last day. in Leopardstown. So, look, we're really looking forward to them. We've 2 days racing before that too. So it feels like a long time away in my mind right now. But yeah, very excited to ride them.
You were all happy 5 minutes ago, giving me a bit of lip. I ask you questions about the future, and you go back into defensive mode.
You're media, Ruby.
I don't know. I'm going to win all of my remaining rides.
I have to say, Rachel, you were absolutely amazing today. You really gave us a great lift, and it was just a brilliant start of the week. And everyone is so proud of you. I don't know if you can feel it over there, but really here at home, there is so much love for you and what you did, and for Honeysuckle as well. And also, it means we didn't have to talk to Ruby. We got to talk to you, Ruby.
Always a plus.
Yeah, that was definitely a plus, Marie. But you're right. And even here in Cheltenham today, the only professionals here, but to watch them all walk out and clap her, everyone was proud. And I think, for me, Rachel has broken down barriers within racing where we consider her a jockey and have done for a long time. And it's that the wider world just sees her now as a jockey, not a female jockey, because that's what you are.
Absolutely. I was delighted to tell my boys today that Rachel does this all the time and women are always winning races, and for them to actually be able to sit there and watch that and see you, and for me to go, yeah, she's way better than Ruby, it was great.
Exactly. But like, look, tomorrow she's Bob Olinger in the first. Who knows what can happen? But today it was an eerie, empty Cheltenham, but it was definitely lit up by two very special ladies.
Oh, brilliant. And Ruby, before we let you go and let you off the hook for the evening, what can we look forward to tomorrow very quickly?
Oh, Shaq and Pursois and Monkfish, the big double for Willie Mullins. I think they'll both win. I think Rachel will win the first, and Bob Olinger and herself and Paul Townend will go head-to-head in the bumper, Kilcrut versus Sir Gerhard. You know, and who could be leading rider at the Cheltenham Festival? It could come down to this decisions like this.
And very finally, Ruby, today, Rachel aside, what was the most impressive performance for you?
Oh, I appreciate it. It was brilliant in the first. Shishkin did it really well. But I did think Jack Kennedy's ride in Galvin, I thought was cool to watch. The composure he showed, the gaps he went for, I thought that was good to watch.
Yeah, for sure. And I know you do have a special spot for Jack as well, given all that he's overcome in the last while with injuries and all the rest. Ruby and Rachel, thanks so much. Ruby, we will chat to you tomorrow and for the rest of the week.